Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi there, everyone. I hope you're having a great day so far. This is Brittany Shaw Newman, your host of Chattanooga Business Radio X, and I'm very excited to be here with Penny Huey today. Penny's the Director of Partnership Development at the STEAM Society. Thanks for joining us today, Penny.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what is the STEAM Society and what does it stand for?
Sure. STEAM Society is a brand new startup company that was just formed here in Chattanooga a few months ago, back in the spring. We are based over on the North Shore, is where our office is. And STEAM, for those of you that don't know, stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. And our goal is to get more kids excited about pursuing that for careers. And we offer a variety of different programs and camps to get kids fired up about STEAM careers when they get older.
So when was art added and why is that so important?
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar with the term STEM. That's been around for a while, but we did feel it was important to add the A in there for arts. There's been so many studies and scientific experiments that have proven time and time again that that is so important for a kid's brain development from the time that they're an infant, of course, all the way up through adulthood. Adding the arts in is just that additional piece. It makes kids more well-rounded. It makes them smarter. It makes them better behaved. I mean, I could quote a million different studies that show that. So we felt like it was important to add that in for our programs. Yeah.
I love that. And then speaking of being well-rounded, how does that add to opportunities to qualify for sponsorships or scholarships?
Yeah. What we look for is any kids that are interested in doing STEAM like as an adult. So we want to get them excited about it now. When they're in that middle school age range and they're thinking about what they want to be when they grow up, we're giving them all kinds of opportunities to explore what that looks like in STEAM career fields. So any of those fields that I mentioned. Any businesses or corporations can come in and help offer sponsorship dollars to make sure that we're really breaking down those barriers to diversity. Honestly, right now, when you look across most STEAM fields, it is a field that is purely dominated by white males. I don't think anybody necessarily set out to design it that way. It's just kind of happened. And there's a lot of companies that really want to hire a more diverse staff, but they can't find diverse population to choose from. So that's part of what our camps are doing is any kids, regardless of sex, we want boys and girls. We want people of color as well as the white males. No offense to them either. We want it all. But to get them excited about looking at STEAM for their future careers. And then companies can come in and sponsor those kids. So even if they can't afford to pay, they still get an opportunity to participate in our programs.
Wonderful. And probably great to have the companies involved just for insight on how do you develop a well-rounded employee too,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Absolutely. One of the programs we're going to be launching, hopefully within the next month, is called the Invisible College. And we're going to be bringing in once a month kids. They will learn about all aspects of STEAM careers, one different STEAM field each month. And as part of that, we want to bring in mentors and people that are working in those fields now to come in and talk to the kids and say, I'm an engineer. This is what my day looks like. This is how much money I make. This is what I had to study in school. This is how I got here, so that kids can aspire to do that. Kids can only aspire to be what they know. If they don't know that it's out there, then how can they aspire to be that? So that's a big part of our mission, is just giving them that career exploration tool. I mean, think about it, Brittany, when you were younger, how would you have done things differently if you had known then what you know now as far as what all the career options are?
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Would have changed your life. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and prevented the buyer's remorse that sometimes comes with certain college experiences.
Absolutely. Kids typically, they pick a college, and then they get there, and then they figure out what they're going to major in.
Right.
We're trying to turn that on its head. We want kids to go through this exploration process in middle and high school, figure out what they want to be and what they want to do, then they can be much more strategic about their college choice or not college, depending on which field they choose. Maybe college isn't required, but we're trying to help them figure that out on the front end so that by the time they're a junior, senior in high school, they already know, I've had practice in this, I know what this looks like, I know what it takes, this is what I want to be, therefore this is where I need to go to school so that I can get a degree in X and then become this when I grow up.
How did you all come up with the name Invisible College?
Invisible College is actually, it's not our own unique name. It is something that existed a long time ago, going all the way back to the 1600s in Europe. It was the precursor to the Royal Society, and the original kind of scientists of the 1600s, like Isaac Newton and Robert Hooke and Robert Boyle, got together and they said, you know what, we're going to challenge the status quo and we're going to prove all these theories, and we're really the great thinkers of our time. And so they coined the name Invisible College, and they met at all these secret locations and came up with all these experiments and really changed the face of science for all of us. And so we thought, what a cool name. So we came up with the name Invisible College for our high school kids. Again, we'll bring them in as sophomores and juniors in high school. They come in once a month, one night of the week, and each month they learn about a different STEAM career field. They learn, what does it take to be, again, let's just pick engineering as an example. What does it take to be an engineer? Do I have to go to college? What type of colleges offer engineering programs? What are the different kinds of engineering programs that are available? We'll bring in a couple of engineers to come and talk to them and say, this is what my typical day looks like. You know, go through all that aspect so that when they leave at the end of that night, they really know what it means to be an engineer. Next month, it might be chemistry. The next month, it might be videography, throwing in that arts piece. But each month they get exposure to a different STEAM field. After a year, they should have a pretty good idea of what interests they have, what they're good at, what excites them, and then what they want to pursue.
Very cool. Cool concept. Great name. How's it been received so far?
So far, the response we've gotten from everybody has been really positive. We've already had a few sponsors step up to the plate to offer some money to help make sure that all kids get to attend, which is awesome. We still need more. So anybody listening, if your business would like to sponsor a kid, you can sponsor one child, you can sponsor a day's worth of programming, or you can sponsor an entire camp if you'd like. We're certainly open to that because we really want to make sure that all kids get the same exposure. And we have a summer camp program that we're going to be doing on college campuses throughout the Southeast. Again, just making sure that kids get connected to those schools and get to see what a college campus is like and what it would be like to study that field while they're there. Mm-hmm. We'll do 4 weeks of paid camp. And then part of our mission is the fifth week of camp, we're going to offer completely free to any kids that want to come. So we have that one-to-one commitment for every kid that pays. We're going to bring in a kid that doesn't have to pay. Again, just really breaking down those barriers for diversity to make sure that all kids, regardless of socioeconomic background, get the same opportunity for exposure into the STEAM fields.
That's awesome. Tell us about the 5x5 program and how you use that to tune your mission.
Sure. In radio, as you guys probably know, they refer to the term 5x5, which describes perfect signal strength and clarity. So what we came up with was five pillars that we want to stand by to achieve excellence and perfect clarity in what we do. And those five things are, the first one is experience. We want to make sure that every kid and every parent has an amazing experience with our programs. Not just a good experience, but absolutely amazing experience. This is like the best thing ever that they've done. The impact, that we really want to have an impact on all the kids and really help them pave the way to their futures. This is more than just an exciting summer camp program. We're really trying to get these kids thinking about careers and furthering their education. People, of course, the kids always come first. No matter what, it's all about the kids and making sure that they're having fun, that they get a great experience from our program. Inclusion, again, that goes back to that whole diversity piece that we want to reach out to everybody, regardless of the kid's ability to pay. Regardless of any of that, we want to be sure that all kids get a chance to go through this and gain this kind of exposure. And then creativity. All of our camps are very hands-on. It's not like school where you're sitting in a classroom and have somebody lecturing to you for an hour. Everything is, the kids are going to be active, they're going to be engaged, they're going to be working on projects, very, very creative, letting them explore and really kind of get an idea of what these different career fields look like.
And it sounds very user-friendly for different types of learning styles as well. So that's great.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have different programs for different ages. We mainly look at 11 years old up through about 17 years old. The reason why we don't go down below 11 is some of the concepts in what we do. The kids really need to be able to read well. They need to understand basic math skills. If you're going to teach a kid about coding, he's got to understand basic mathematics. And
right.
Of course, there's always a child prodigy out there, and there's exceptions to every rule. But generally speaking, our programs are geared to that 11 to 17 age range.
So that means I don't qualify.
No, unfortunately not.
I'm not eligible.
Although we have had
a
couple of adults say that they'd like us to do an adult programming. So we might have to come up with something for adults.
That actually sounds super fun. And especially with the resurgence of people taking on a sort of second career.
Absolutely.
Maybe there's something to that. You have a local camp coming up soon. So can you tell us more about that and then your future summer camp programs?
Sure. Our local camp coming up, we decided to put together what we refer to as a pop-up camp. It's going to be a one-day camp. It's going to be over fall break. So all Hamilton County students will be out of school that week. It is designed for the middle school age range. So the kids that are too old to be at a babysitter but too young to be working, they need something productive to do over fall break. So on Wednesday, October 12th, we are going to have a camp we like to call Fall into Physics. And so during that day, we're going to conduct about six different very hands-on physics experiments, everything from force and dealing with pulleys, and we're going to do an egg drop, and we're going to build a catapult and just, you know, having all kinds of fun stuff going on. We have a chemistry professor from Dalton State that's going to come in and do some really fun and engaging chemistry experiments with the kids. So it's going to be a great day, and you can find out registration information about that on our website. It's only $40 for the day, and that does include lunch. Zaxby's is providing lunch for the kids that day. So it's going to be a really fun and engaging day. We're excited about that and looking forward to that very much. And then starting next summer, the summer of 2017, we're currently working with a variety of different colleges and universities throughout the Southeast, all over the state of Tennessee, down in Georgia, Alabama, Kentucky, and Florida, and talking to these different colleges about hosting our summer camp programs, and we'll be launching those next summer. So we've taken a full year to plan and get all those ready and are really excited to be offering those. And those camps will be available for robotics and physics is one of them, coding is another, and then videography is the third. And personally, I'm excited about our videography camp. It's going to be all mobile-based. Kids are not going to have like big expensive camera equipment. We're going to teach them how to be filmmakers using the device that they already have in their pocket, which is the cell phone. And they'll be using open source software and things that they can continue to access long after camp is over. But we're going to teach them the tools and the tricks and everything they need to know on how they can make movies using nothing more than a mobile phone. So I think that's going to be pretty cool.
And what a fun opportunity to be innovative in different ways.
Right.
So speaking of which, what is at the core of what makes kids inventors? Kids are naturally creative, but how can we hold on to that and make something maybe tangible from it?
Well, kids, like you said, kids are naturally creative. Kids, if anybody who's ever been around kids, starting from the time they're a toddler, they're always asking questions and they're always challenging. And their favorite question is why? They always have that sense of wonder, right? And so that's at the core of what they are, is they're always wondering why? Why does this work this way? Why does that work that way? And our camps really give kids a chance, as we like to call it, to wander farther. We want to give them that opportunity to ask all those why questions. They get to come in and experiment and really learn and really reach beyond anything that they would get in a normal classroom. This is really hands-on, asking those why questions, having those kids really experience their sense of wonder in an open environment where they're encouraged to do that as opposed to sit down, be quiet, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ask those questions. Yes, challenge what we're doing. You know, if you think you have a better way, show us. Let's learn it together and let's figure it out.
And what a great attitude to have to have with kids. Seems like that should be the standard. And speaking of which, just kind of bringing this back to, bringing it back to business, bringing it back to Chattanooga, I love that this solves local problems. And from a business perspective, how might you encourage other entrepreneurs just to look at the process in reverse and say, how can I come up with a business such as this one to fill gaps that we see in our community?
Well, my former job before this one, I actually served as a career coach, and then I worked with companies that had hiring needs. And I had a lot of companies come to me and say, you know, with this big diversity kind of push, that's a big buzzword in today's society, we would love to hire a more diverse workforce, but we can't find people that are more diverse that are qualified. So we kind of reverse engineered that. We're like, okay, well, there's a breakdown in the pipeline there. What can we do to start training a more diverse workforce now so that then when 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 15 years from now, whatever it may be, when a company goes to hire, there's a much more diverse pool of applicants out there ready and waiting to be hired. We are doing that in the STEM fields. I think anybody can do that in any career field. You know, anybody that wants to get involved with youth, they are our future. We need to encourage those kids to pursue things. oftentimes you find in lower socioeconomic groups, those kids, they only can aspire to be what they know. If they don't know what's out there, they can't aspire to be it. And they may think, I'm destined to live off the system for the rest of my life, or they may think I either need to be a famous athlete is the only way I'm going to get out. They have no idea of all those things that fall in the middle between being famous and living off the system. There's a whole world out there that they've just never been exposed to. And so we're really trying to open up those doors and make sure those kids get exposure to.
Well, I love that this just addresses a lot of different issues that we see and meets the needs that kids have and I think provides opportunities for local employers to get involved as well. So where can we learn more about just how to get involved, how to become a sponsor, or any other needs?
Of course. I would encourage you to check out our website, which is steamsociety.com. We have a lot of information on there. We also have a Facebook page. Again, it's, you know, Steam Society there on Facebook. Or people can feel free to email me. My name is Penny. It's just P-E-N-N-Y. And it's real easy. It's penny@steamsociety.com. So I would love to get an email for anybody that's interested in coming in as a mentor. Anybody that just wants to come and check it out, they're welcome to come to our fall break camp that we have coming up in just a couple of weeks if they want to come and observe and check out what we're doing. That would be a great time to stop by. We're excited about having a full house of kids that day. It's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And is there anything else that you would just like to share that we should know about STEAM Society?
I'm so excited to be part of the team. I think it's an amazing opportunity. As I mentioned, we've been very well received. Everybody we've talked about, I think it's going to be awesome. And we're just going to have a great time with some kids and make sure that they're ready for those careers that lie ahead of them.
Well, this is great for Chattanooga in general. So everyone, check out STEAM Society online and on Facebook. And this is your host of Chattanooga Business Radio X, Brittany Shaw Newman. Thanks for joining us today.